This is Matt Wells at UN News. While thousands of migrants remain trapped by fighting in and around Tripoli, UN agency IOM has warned, more than a month after an assault on the Libyan capital began, led by self-styled Libyan National Army commander Khalifa Haftar. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, Tsafa Mseli from the International Organization for Migration in Libya explains how the agency helps those held in 11 official detention facilities. She also gives us an update on last weekend's deadly shipwreck in which dozens of desperate migrants died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe.
Well, currently the clashes are escalating in Tripoli, which is extremely worrying for civilians, including migrants. And here I have to note, especially detained migrants in centres. There are 3,300 detained migrants in Tripoli, and as clashes intensify, the situation is especially dangerous for them.
How is access to these detained migrants in the official detention centres in outside Tripoli?
So the detention centres that are run by the official authority, CIM, the Directorate for Combating Illegal Migration. Now inside Tripoli and around Tripoli as well, there are 11 detention centres functioning. IOM has access to those detention centres, and we mainly provide emergency assistance in the form of non-food items, health assistance, protection, and also voluntary humanitarian support to those wishing to return to their countries of origin.
We're not just talking about young men here in the main, we're also talking about women and children.
In detention centres, we are talking about men, minors, women, children, I can also say pregnant women.
So how are you managing to help them materially?
To migrants in detention centres, we provide health assistance. Our teams go to the detention centres and visit them regularly, provide health screenings, and if there are any hospital referrals or any further cases that need to be referred to the hospitals, we do that. We also provide non-food items, which is blankets, mattresses, clothes, hygiene items as well. We also conduct protection visits to detention centres where we interview the migrants and see if there are any vulnerabilities to be identified. We do advocate for alternatives to detention, and so far we have provided an alternative to detention for over 100 migrants, vulnerable migrants, and that is in the system of host families that we've established in Libya.
So yet, although you've provided alternative accommodation for some 100 plus, there are still many thousands who need your help.
There are still thousands of migrants trapped in Libya, whether in urban areas or in detention centres, that still need support. And that is what we're working on right now.
And since the clashes erupted, and you say they're getting worse in the last month, presumably the situation of migrants in these detention centres and other displaced people is worsening as well. So what can IOM do to help them?
So our assistance can be summarized in emergency assistance. So basically, due to the clashes, what we do provide is emergency interventions. So we do provide hygiene kits, mattresses, non-food items to displaced people. We track instances of displacement, and therefore we provide assistance to displaced people. We also provide them with health assistance and hospital referrals if need be. And also the assistance that I mentioned that is provided to migrants, whether in detention centres or in urban areas.
So all the while this fighting is going on, the clashes are going on, the situation is worsening, you say, but people are still trying to cross the Mediterranean, risking their lives, and yet they're being returned to Libya, to detention centres. IOM's call is presumably that this should not be happening.
So we do consider Libya as an unsafe port, and therefore migrants should not be returned to unsafe ports. It is also important to note that migrants are being returned to arbitrary detention. Some migrants stay in detention centres for over a year or 2 years. And IOM calls for the end of detention and the release of migrants detained, especially there is an urgent need right now with the intensifying clashes.
And what details do you have of the latest tragedy that happened at the weekend involving two migrant boats, in fact? There were two rescues.
So on 10th of May, a boat that left from Zuara in Libya capsized off the Tunisian coast. 16 survivors who were rescued by fishermen reported that 59 have died. Most of them were Bangladeshi. A day after that, there was also another boat that had departed, we believe, according to testimonies from the migrants, from the same location. And the boat arrived to Tunis. There were no casualties, and the migrants disembarked in Tunisia.
What can the international community do? What should the international community do? What's the message from IOM?
We think there's an urgent need to find legal and safe pathways for migrants or asylum seekers to reach their destinations. We believe that Libya is not a safe port, and therefore migrants should not be turned from sea to Libya. The death toll after the incident on Friday in the central Mediterranean has risen to 316 since the beginning of this year, and we consider that that's an alarming number.